Hello, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Megan.
And this is the Daily Dish.
On a Tuesday.
What? Yeah.
It's a very special Tuesday, though, because last night, as you know, the Real Housewives of Orange County returned.
And did they return? It was especially meaningful because we just did our season one, episode one rewatch of the first OC ever.
Yes, with Kate Casey.
Yes.
She is an Orange County native and host of the podcast Reality Life. So we got together with her over the phone and we had watched Real Housewives of Orange County, the first episode ever. So Real Housewives in general.
Right.
And kind of gave our thoughts.
Yeah. But that's coming up at the end of the episode. First, we need to stay in the present and break down the craziness from episode one.
Right.
Of season 12.
So I think, where do I want to start? Where do you want to start?
Well, I just want to start with the fairy dust in the room, I guess I'll say. And
okay.
Lydia is back.
Lydia's back.
And I think she's like the perfect breath of fresh air that this season really needed. And it was like, she just seems so genuine of a person. Like when she was talking to Tamara, being like, one of my favorite memories is dancing with you and Vicky.
Yeah.
In
it's
Mexico.
So true. Yeah.
And the fact that she remembers, it's kind of like she's making us remember the good times with Vicky and Tamara. Like she's bringing us back to like OC. Like, OG, when Tamara and Vicky were best friends, and we all just want to go back to that moment. And could Lydia be the one to make it happen? I hope so.
I felt like Vicky was almost giving a backhanded compliment when she's talking about Lydia, because she was like, with Lydia, you feel like you're at Disneyland every single day. But I would prefer that
to like
everyone
these other ladies.
Yeah.
I love that she's like, I'll take it all day.
Right. So let's go through the other dynamics in the group.
Yeah.
Tamara and Vicky haven't talked in 8 months.
I know. When they said that, I was like, what? I mean, like, that's... I know it ended really badly, but I was like, come on, you guys.
Yeah. I mean, they could have had a baby in the amount of time they're
right.
not talking. And speaking of babies.
Speaking of babies, there is one.
Aspen.
She's super cute.
Very cute.
What did we think about Jimmy having so many opinions about the outfit?
I felt, you know, we kind of get a run through of the season briefly in a meeting here at Bravo. So beforehand, we had kind of been told, like, you'll see Jimmy, like, he's kind of hard on Megan. Like, as she's a new mom, he's done this before, he has a lot of opinions. So I was, like, expecting it, but at the same time, I found it a little endearing how much
it was,
he cares.
Cuter.
Yeah.
It's like cute criticism.
It wasn't as negative as I thought, but then again, that might come later. I just thought it was sweet how much he cared.
Right. He really did care a lot. And she said that he's super hands-on and you can tell that he is, which I liked because a lot of times you see husbands that are famous, like, not really having anything to do with, like, the baby.
Well, I remember Megan's first season, she and Heather, who's not back this season,
mm-mm,
talking about having babies, and Heather said that Terry didn't change
one diaper. I remember that, too.
How crazy.
Super
and that's not
crazy.
The first time we've heard that from
right.
that Real Housewife. So.
Right. So I was like, good on Jim Edmonds.
Oh, my God. Do you know what's so funny? So I was watching, and Aaron came in the room, and he looked at Jim Edmonds, and he goes, that guy's on steroids. And I said, no, he's an athlete. He was like, I mean, he looks really buff. And I was like, Aaron, I think you're jealous. he's like born and bred to be like physically.
Yeah. I mean, he's a big dude for sure.
Looks good.
So A+ all around Jim Edmonds.
I am excited to see Vicky's new relationship still going.
Yes, me too.
Steve.
When I found out it was the cop again, I was like, yes. He seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah.
Like, he can't be a bad guy being like an investigator, like just on the side of justice. Like, this is what Vicky needs.
So I watched the episode twice, and on the second watch, I noticed, but Vicky's cooking dinner. She puts a jar of cocktail sauce in front of him. Doesn't say anything. And she turns her back and he opens it without even her asking. And I was like, that just shows what kind of guy he is. Like, right. He is dependable. He will take care of you. And, of course, in the process, he got cocktail sauce all over him because Vicky didn't know he opened it. But still, I just feel
the But even how he handled that was, like, right. really sweet.
Oh, totally. My only worry is because Vicky talked about how she still misses Brooks in this episode. I'm like, I know Steve is the guy she needs, but is he the guy she wants?
Right. I was thinking that, too, because I thought she was very astute in her – she kind of went through, like, her past relationships. And everything she said – I was like, oh, you're looking at this with kind of like an objective eye.
Right.
Because she was like, I married my first boyfriend for his nice ass and a car. And then I was with Don, who was like super solid. But then I wanted to go for the bad boy after that. And I was like, wow, Vicky, you're really like growing.
Yeah.
And, like learning. And Brianna likes this new guy.
I know.
So, but I get what you're saying. Maybe she right. does need a little bit of the bad boy.
I don't know, though. Like, because if objectively you know what's good for you, can that you make yourself like it?
Right. I was like, I don't know if that means what your heart wants.
I don't know that I'll ever really love broccoli, but I know I need it.
Mmm. I love broccoli. but either way, I hope she either... I don't know. I don't know. It's it for some reason now I'm like thinking about Fiddler on the Roof because
oh. Grace is nodding me?
And she yes.
Do I what?
Yes. I don't know if she's in a Fiddler situation. But
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out. Moving on, all I can think about is Tamara, that Bible study, and the fact that they paid $3,000 for that mural on the wall in the gym.
Oh, my God, yes, and are changing it.
I know. I would kill her if I was like, if I was Eddie. I would be like, that is absolutely never going away.
Why not just not get rid of the cycling class then? Keep the cycling class.
Right. Oh, man.
Maybe people don't cycle
I don't
in
know, but
OC.
Did you note Vicky's dig about nobody's in the parking lot at Cut Fitness?
I don't think I noticed that.
Oh, we can play the audio.
Have you seen Tamara or Shannon or...
Isn't
Heather?
Her office, like, right here?
Her gym that has an empty parking
gym.
Lot is literally when you drive by. Sorry, did I say that?
That's terrible.
It's when she's talking to Kelly Dodd.
I will say they do need to repaint, though. It was like a mishmash of colors in there.
Just take some colors from the mural
right.
and put it on the walls. Right. Like a blue from the river.
Right. It'll still work.
It'll be great. Tamara, give us a call. We'll help you with all your design needs. But speaking of Vicky's conversation with Kelly Dodd, I was really happy to see that they're friends. I know that we knew that they were friends already,
right.
but I think these past 8 months they've really bonded.
Yes. Do you think out of genuine love for Kelly or because Vicky...
I think it's a mix. I think maybe sometimes, you know, relationships can start like, well, you're here, and then you eventually, like, bond together. But I also think that Kelly has the same energy as Vicky.
Totally.
So, like, I get why they clicked right away. Like, well, they're both crazy people in the best way.
Andy said it himself at last year's reunion. He said, Kelly, you are, in Housewives history, the most polarizing housewife. But I like her.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, yes, she...
Controversial opinion.
Yeah, controversial. I know. She says crazy things, but isn't that kind of what we want at the end of the day?
Right.
And she does have that really fun side to her.
Yeah, and I do think that she just repeatedly foot in her mouth throughout
yes.
this season. And I think that she was maybe in a really not good place with her husband, which we found out. So I think maybe that was all coming out. And it's not like this is a group of women. I think of all franchises, they have been most vocal about hazing people when they come in. Like, I remember when Gretchen came on and
right.
Vicky and Tamara were both
Lock
like, oh, yeah.
Lock up your daddies.
Yeah, and yeah. we're like, and me like, oh, yeah, we totally hazed her. Like, we did not want her here. So, like, it's not like Kelly Dodd was walking into, like, a super welcoming situation.
Totally, yeah.
So
we'll see how she does this season.
Yeah.
Didn't get to meet the new wife. That happens next week.
Yes, Peggy.
Yeah. But we should talk about Shannon.
Yes.
I love Shannon.
I do, too. Well, I was going to say earlier, I heard you talking about how Tamara might be one of your favorite housewives
yeah.
of all time.
Yeah, I missed her. She was in the office this morning, but she had so little time, couldn't talk to us.
Mm.
And it really was a downer. I don't know. I love Tamara. I just rewatched like all of OC recently, and I just love her. Love her energy. Love that she says what's on her mind, but is quick to own it.
Right, right.
But Shannon, likewise, is just says what's on her mind.
Right, and I will say, I feel like Shannon was very, well, maybe not polarizing isn't the right word, but she, when she came onto the scene, I feel like people were like, yes, give me 9 lemons in a bowl.
Yes,
like,
yes.
So I'm happy she's back, too.
Yeah.
Back in a new house.
New house. Kind of in a different state this season.
Yeah.
You know, I know that it's going to be something we see over the course of the season, and she was certainly vocal about it in this episode, but she's gained some weight, and she's not happy about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she blames it on what happened last season.
She says stress, and then proceeds to basically say it's Vicky Gumbelson.
Right.
Which we see in the super tease.
I remember last season thinking, we really didn't go into those accusations that came out about David that were made on that Ireland bus from Vicky is where they apparently started. And because it happened so late in the season, we didn't really get to see the full aftermath of it.
Right.
So
right.
It's interesting that she blames a lot of her stress on that.
Right. It made me really, like, sad to see, to hear her talk about her vow renewal with David and then seeing them in this episode and hearing her talk about how her marriage has been affected. I really felt that they had reached, like, a turning point last year.
Yeah.
And they seemed super happy, and I was like, yeah, you know, they're working through it. They obviously had issues, but, like, they're on a right path, and to see them maybe take a step back again. It was just sad. Like, I just felt – I was sad for Shannon in a lot of this episode because you could tell she's in pain and she's hurting. And I just was like, right. Shannon, no.
Yeah. So, you know, she's talking about how she wants to lose weight, but her daughters are like, well, just get a personal trainer like Khloe Kardashian, which I loved because that's just where my mind goes all the time. I'm like, well, you have the money. Get Khloe's trainer. But – and then you see Tamara being like, I don't think she has much motivation. But I had a friend who told me that her boyfriend was like, just lose the weight. If you want to lose the weight, lose the weight. And she was like, I am in therapy for this. Like, it is not as simple as
just go to the gym and that's it.
Right. Yeah. Like, there's something below the surface.
And we know Shannon has leaking problems when she runs.
Right.
I just wanted to throw back to that amazing moment last year when they were all working out together.
She also still lactates, so.
Oh, God.
She said if you squeeze really hard.
Does that happen?
She says it did.
Oh, my God. Shannon.
I just want her to find her happiness.
Totally. That's all we want for Shannon.
Whether it's in the size she is now or the way she looked, you know, the first season she was on the show.
Right. But I keep thinking, Tamara owns a gym.
I know it would be great press for, like,
everyone.
The gym. Yeah.
Like, success story.
Yeah. But that, I did think that, and then I almost thought, I wonder if Tamara
is like, I don't want any part.
Doesn't want to put that risk.
It's kind of like you don't mix friendship and money.
Right. That's
true. It's like you don't want to, like, go there with someone.
Yeah.
Because it could get complicated. And what if she ends up hating her trainer and then that's Tamara? Anyway. Shannon, not in a great place. Hopefully we'll get better.
The rest of the... Oh, I know that... I think it's, like, next episode.
Shannon and Lydia!
Yes!
Which I did not see coming at all. I mean, I saw it a little bit in the super tease, but, like...
Well, there's a clip of it up on BravoTV.com because we did this whole sneak week thing.
Mm-hmm.
They get into it. It's, like, right off the bat, too.
But I loved that Lydia was, like, I just don't think we're going to get along, so
right.
I think you need
Lydia's
to stop.
Lydia's not afraid of anyone.
No! And I think that we need someone that just doesn't take any bullshit.
Right.
And, like, Heather Dubrow would kind of do that, but I also think she liked to stir the pot a little bit and would be, like, above the drama and then, you know, and be like, I can't handle being in a room when people use the C word, you know?
Right.
Whereas I think Lydia is more like, I can handle it, I just need you to get in check, get in
yeah,
line.
Yeah, right.
Because I was thinking about the moment when Slay told her to eat a hamburger.
And she's like, what's that, Slade?
Because
he didn't say it to her. He said it near her. What's that?
Yeah, right away she was like, nope.
Yep.
So this is really exciting. I also was like, her arms are amazing. I just kept thinking that the whole episode because she talks a lot with her hands.
Who?
Lydia.
Oh.
So I was just like, you have really great arms. Good job, Lydia.
Yeah.
So episode one did not disappoint. I'm super excited.
Episode two looks like it'll be even better.
But let's take a little trip back in time.
Simpler time. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Set the scene.
The year was 2006. Vicky didn't want to get old.
The brand of choice was Sky Tops. I do think listening to our recap of Ep 1 is going to be interesting no matter what. But I think it could be better if you went and watched it yourselves.
Yes, I highly recommend going back and watching it yourself. If only for the moment where you get to see Vicky's first husband.
Don.
No, her first husband.
Oh, right. What was his name?
Mike? Like it was.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike.
Hi, guys. It's Megan and Rachel from The Daily Dish. Today is a special episode, a crossover episode.
Yes, we are here with Kate Casey.
I am so happy because this is Kate, and I have my own podcast called Reality Life with Kate Casey, and I interview someone every week that has been on or is on a reality show, and then I force people to watch different episodes of reality television. And I was absolutely delighted to find a group of women who share my enthusiasm for reality television. And I feel like we just found out we're in the same Girl Scout troop, and I'm offering you pockets of gold. I'm just very happy about this.
I mean, so are we.
Yes. I have to tell you, I just listened to your episode where you had a lawyer on talking about the Bachelor in Paradise stuff, and it was so good. I was like, I replayed it. I was like, I need to know all of the details.
Well, that's because before I started doing this, I represented lawyers. I did PR for lawyers. So that was actually like my day job, was to get lawyers media opportunities. So that was kind of fun to be the person that got to interview them, because usually I was setting up interviews. So I love that attorney. She's with one of the best law firms in the country. And I thought it was important for us all to listen to someone talk about the legal issues as opposed to just nitpicking about the personalities of the people involved, but really look at it from a legal perspective about, you know, who's liable and aspects of contracts and sort of go inside baseball. I love that kind of stuff.
Oh, no, totally. It was fascinating. I loved it.
Thank you. I want to ask you guys for a second. I was interested in your interview that you did with Ryan Flynn about production.
Oh, yes.
So what was the thing that you learned about that interview that was the most fascinating? Because he went really inside baseball in terms of production of Bravo shows. So what was your favorite part of that?
Well, I mean, I have to start by saying that Rachel and I are both huge fans of Ryan, just as we know him in The Office. He works in our LA office, and whenever we get the chance, we're like calling him up and trying to get all the secrets out of him before, you know, the network announces new shows. So we had been begging him to do the podcast for a while, and I think my favorite part was just, like, he let loose a little. I was worried he was going to come on and be a little bit tight-lipped about everything. But I feel like without hurting any existing relationships, he gave our fans, like, exactly what they wanted to know, especially as it pertains to, like, when a housewife leaves. What, you know, what's the story with that? And how did they pick the new housewives? And just all that, those juicy hints he gave us about Vanderpump Rules and the new upcoming season.
He said that in the interview that it was basically a mutual decision when a housewife leaves. And I cannot believe that would be true for the casts of The Real Housewives of Orange County. And I feel like I can speak to that because I've seen them in town. And I think that maybe for other cities that might not be true. But for Orange County, I think it's because the industry here was either real estate or it's somewhat connected to the entertainment adjacent, right? So not really in LA, but connected to it. So I would assume for some of these girls, especially after the, you know, all of us watched the first episode of Real Housewives of Orange County ever, Like, I would wonder, I would like to know if someone like Slade Smiley is upset that he's no longer on TV.
I mean, I'm interested that you see them around town. They just exude sadness that they're no longer on the show.
Here's a great story. So my friend Amber owns a spa, which is, I don't know, 2 miles from here. And she said, I don't know if you're interested, but Peggy Tanis and Lynn Curtin are going to be selling stuff in, at the spa, some of their merchandise. Do you want to come? And I said, what time is it? I'll be there, and I'll be there when the doors open. So I walk in,
yes.
And it's in the lobby of the spa. It's like a spa and a gym, and it's in the lobby. So it's like the small walkway, and there is Peggy Tanis, and she is wearing a hat, and I believe it had on it that were bedazzled, or perhaps it was a fleur-de-lis. In fact, I have video of it, so I should just send it to you. But she was wearing like a trucker hat, bedazzled trucker hat. She had a tank top on. She has an unbelievable body. And she was selling sunglasses, which I didn't really understand because I was not aware that she owned, like, had a sunglass company. But it seemed like they were perhaps being sold almost like a TJ Maxx sort of deal where, like, you get inventory from something else. And then she also had a video. I was not aware of this, but she did a video working out with your toddlers. So I was like,
what?
Yes. So she did a video. I was
for people amazing. For people that want fit toddlers.
So, like, working. So, like, how to squat with your toddler. Like, I was just picturing myself with, like, my 4-year-old, like, holding her and doing squats, like me squatting in the grocery store with a baby Bjorn as I got wine bottles. But, like, this was like a legit workout. So there was that. Then beside her was Lynn Curtin. And Lynn looks exactly the same. She had a fantastic facelift. She was still selling her bracelets, her cuff bracelets.
Oh, Cuff Love.
She had fresh nails still. And her new product is a bikini jewelry. So you can mix and match your bikinis by adding sort of beading, if you will. And she was happy as can be, was delighted to tell me that she's now a grandmother. And the two of them were very, very sweet. But we did have a conversation about, like, would you go back on? And for Lynn, she had said, well, you know, it's hard to go back and just make appearances on a show when you were at one time paid, which totally made sense to me. It's like, I don't know, like, is it worth it for me to go back? What do I get out of it? And I think, well, Peggy had some trepidation when I asked that question. I think for her, it was sort of like a tornado of a year. So if she went back, she would want it to be a little bit more up, like an uplifting storyline.
Right. She had the postpartum. I feel like she was in a place, and to be in a bad place to then start on a reality television show would be really difficult.
I think there probably is a lot of truth to what Ryan is saying, that it's a mutual decision at the time. Hard to say once someone's left the spotlight if they have regrets, because, I mean, I think that's true of all facets of entertainment. Like, when the limelight's on you, I think it's hard to leave that.
I think, though, what is hard is, like, they're in the lobby of a spa and they're trying to peddle merchandise, but they no longer have the audience because they're not on TV. So that when you're off television and you've been on TV, it is a really large climb to get people to be invested in you. And by being invested in you, they're invested in your product. So I think that part of it would be very hard.
Definitely. But speaking of Peggy and Lynn and OC Housewives, let's talk about this very first episode of RHOC.
Yeah, fans, we wanted to do something a little special for this crossover episode. So both parties have committed to watching the first ever episode of any Housewives. And so we can play a little This Day in History.
So what were your first impressions watching this back, Kate?
Well, I'm in the beginning, there's a very, first of all, I have to say, I really think that everyone looked so nice. Like, everyone is aged on television. I have to say, looking back, everyone looked so beautiful in the beginning. That's not to say they don't look great now, they do, but it was like, I looked back, all looks so, like, Vicky was so pretty then. And I feel like she's done.
Yeah, Vicky looked great.
She looked great. And I feel like the interviews, you know, she has said things like, you know, she was picked on a lot. But I look back, I'm like, she looked great. I don't know. Everyone just looked great. And the other thing that was weird was, well, also, I wanted to say, I think that Bravo did a spectacular job in telling us the story in the first episode that really got you so fascinated into this group of women. And I think the women that they chose all had such spectacular stories. I mean, I don't know how anyone wouldn't watch the first episode and just be spellbound. Like, I need to know who these women are, and I have to know how these stories end.
Well, the cold opening before we introduced the ladies really looked like sort of an opening to a threesome porno.
Like, yeah. Like sexy music.
Sexy music, the photos of the beach and the drinks. I was like, what are we selling here? Some secrets resort? Like, I wasn't sure. But then what struck me was, you know, this was a time before actual taglines. So instead, they were just using snippets from footage. And I thought, oh my God, it's so shady of Bravo to use for Lori Peterson's. Did the police get involved? Right. I was like, oh, God. Like, we're starting off on a dark note.
Or, I don't want to get old. Yeah.
I kind of prefer that. I thought that was really intriguing, the way life is different in gated communities. Or Kimberly saying, image is everything. It's like, it's trying to figure out who they are and what that meant. I think I kind of like that more, because I feel like sometimes the taglines get a little campy. But in the way that they had did this in the first episode, I thought, well, this is enticing.
Right. And I thought it was interesting watching it that the only time we saw them interact was Lori in Vicky's office, and then this weird meet between Joe and Kimberly. And now it's all about the relationships. And it really was about, like, take a look inside how women live in a gated community, like housewives. It's just such a different show now.
Rachel also pointed out that Kimberly is the one holding the orange in the center of the group in that opening. And she, I think, by far has the blandest story of this season.
I think it's because when the show was created by Scott Dunlap, that Kim was his neighbor. So I think that's why it kind of started out that way.
Nepotism was happening.
Yes. I also think that they may have used her because she had a way of explaining the culture there in the way that perhaps the other women didn't. Like, the way she said, you know, we moved to Baltimore. She's sort of like she's an outsider, obviously. And, you know, Scott, first of all, what she confessed about her own husband on national television, it was like, what? Now that I look back, like, what? You know, he would like,
I mean,
someone
all of
me
them.
To wear lingerie. Oh, and 85% of women in Orange County have breast implants. I live here. I can tell you that's bullshit. Like, that's not true. Or, you know, I had a 32A, but Scott wanted a 32D. I was like, oh, like, what?
Right.
But I
leave
I think
wife
that
alone.
I do feel like they used her in the beginning because she had a great way of explaining the landscape, if you will.
We want to talk about the fashion because, oh boy, this really is a time capsule of a very specific time. A time when your going out outfit was a sparkly tank top, jeans, and some pointy heels.
Do you guys know what those tops were called?
Sky tops.
You're darn right. Sky tops. And they sold for years and years in boutiques in Orange County. And I would say there are a couple that probably still sell them. You have the sky tops, the French nails, so like, the hair extensions,
yes,
the wedges.
The over-processed hair. Like, if when you're looking at episodes now versus then, like, then their hair was looking, like, very crispy, I thought.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, you need a deep conditioner. But now I feel like everyone's hair always looks like, well, probably because the caliber of hair person has probably gone up too.
Right. But, so did you know the word sky top before the show, living in Orange County? Because I only know it from watching.
No, I knew it. I knew it because if you went to like Crystal Cove where they've done some filming, there was a store that's like just sold primarily sky tops. So we used to walk
amazing.
Past it and laugh like, oh, that's where the Orange County Housewives shop. And then they would also, that same boutique would sell the jeans with the bedazzled pockets. it in the back, like it would have a fleur-de-lis or something. I mean, it's just terrible. It's terrible. And then Joe, when Joe would go out with their friends, she would wear like a prom dress, like a junior prom dress.
Right. She's wearing like a full on, like the dresses that the middle schoolers were wearing in this episode to the dance. Joe was wearing a similar caliber, I think, dress.
I feel like on my show, I like to find people of the past and track them down. And these were the people that I was fascinated with. I would love to interview Bianca, Kimberly's daughter. I would love to know what she's doing now. The girls that went to the prom with her, I would love to know their story of what happened that night. One of them looked like Newt Gingrich's wife. I mean, she was dressed like a 55-year-old woman. I'd like to know what happened to Colby, right. Brianna's high school boyfriend. I would love to get to the bottom of, like, what was it like to date her and to have Vicky as a second mom? I would love to do an interview.
And then also be dating someone whose, like, mom is on this reality show now. Like, how weird.
I know, so weird. And then the other one I would love to interview is Shane Keough, to ask him, like, now that you look back and you see the way you treated your mom, do you feel like you were kind of like a jerk?
I mean, didn't we see where he got it from, though, with Matt?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe that Matt was saying to camera that, yeah, I mean, my son wants to play baseball. He probably won't, but I don't want to tell him not to. Like, he's going to see this later, probably, Matt. Like, he's going to know that you don't believe in him or his dreams, and you're his dad. I was like, ooh.
And this is no offense to Jim Edmonds, but I did put in my notebook, like, an arrow from Matt Keough to Jim Edmonds, because there are some similarities there.
Yeah.
Baseball, just that sort of no-nonsense attitude.
Maybe it's just baseball guys. Yeah. Maybe baseball guys are just like
Let's
that.
Go ahead and make that generalization. Yeah. We were also struck by the fact that Joe was only 24.
Oh, by the way, that was fascinating, because I've noticed that in different news articles that Slade's age keeps creeping down. I think he said in a recent interview he's 42. So based on my math, at the time this was probably filmed, I'm going to say it was like, this didn't even air till 2006. So this is probably filmed, what, 2005 and 2004. So he said she at the time was 24. He was 12 years older, which places him at 36. This was 11 years ago. It aired. So that places him at 47. Let's add a year or two just for an extra. So he's just about 50 years old.
Right.
But he says he's 42.
Oh, the math does not add up.
Doesn't add
up, Mr. Smiley.
And I love how she says in the beginning, she goes,
you did the math.
He won't tell you this, but he used to be a model. I'm like, I have a feeling he would tell me.
I think he would tell us.
Yeah.
I'm really sure that he, like, handed the producers all those photos and were like, please show me half naked on TV.
What about when he said, you know, I got the taste of the seven figures when I was 32, 33, and now it's just adding zeros.
Just zeros. I know. I wrote that down too. I was like, Slade.
What was his job then? Do you remember?
Yeah, he worked in Tidal. And I knew several people that knew him. And they're like, that guy was not as successful as he was making it out to seem. I have no proof of that. I just hear that.
Well, okay. So was it the economy then? I mean, how did he lose all his money?
So yeah, the real estate industry, like there was the bubble, there was the mortgage industry scandal. And so all the people in Orange County that have been working in the mortgage industry lost their jobs. So I think from there, then we're placing the spinoff, like where Joe got the spinoff about, you know, want to date my ex. And I think he had a taste of like entertainment management and just was like, I don't want to go back into title work. And I understand, I was talking to someone like last month who knows him and said that he does consulting for brands. So I'm assuming that he does some sort of like management-ish stuff. So I think that once he got a taste of the show, he was like, I'm never going back to the title work. He basically runs Gretchen's empire, if you will.
I was going to say, I think maybe the brand that he's managing is Gretchen Christine, I have a feeling.
Beauté. I was going to say that actually I think Simon Barney did the same thing. Like, I know I'm skipping ahead a few seasons, but I remember there was a time that, like, that's how Simon made all his money, was from selling cars. And then he kind of got to famous for that and then wanted to do his own tequila company.
Yeah, he worked at Fletcher Motors, which is a Mercedes dealership about, I don't know, 2 miles from here. Yeah, these guys like a taste of the, I don't, see how any normal man could go on this show unless you made some sort of agreement that you wouldn't air. But I just don't know many husbands I know that'd be like, I can't. I mean, but then you think about somebody like Don Gunvalson, and he was sort of like in the background, and we really didn't know too much about his business or him as a person. But what all I really learned about him was that he liked to wear Hawaiian shirts. I really didn't know much about him. So maybe there is a way that you can kind of.
He wore designer Tommy Bahama shirts.
Unbelievable.
Well, we haven't really even touched other than how great she looks. Vicky Gunvalson, her entree into our lives.
I watched this episode again. I thought I understand her as the older, you know, as an older woman now, not older, but you know, now that I'm older and I have kids, I kind of appreciate this backstory about, I had this loser ex-husband. He was of no help to me. I needed to work for my kids and I work really hard to give to them. I think it's a little bit more realistic than Gina, who just like gives her kids anything they want, but she, you know, her whole message was like, I want them to work hard. So I don't know, I kind of feel like I was surprised myself.
I found it to be a kind of a through line where it was kind of like a lot of these women married men, left them, and then had to kind of like make it on their own. You have Lori kind of at the beginning of that, Vicky succeeding in that now, Joe kind of being like, do I even want this life? It was just really interesting because it was really focusing on what happens when you marry and it goes wrong, kind of.
I do think it's definitely an interesting archetype for Orange County specifically, where I feel like you do see a lot of very young women and they're sort of lost when they're married to someone older. And I have to say, like, I watched it and I was just so pissed at them. Like, why would you assume this young woman would be raising your children? Like, that's your job, not hers.
Totally. The whole time, it was just kind of like, why are you even not allowing her to work? It's such an odd thing. Like, let her do her own thing. Why would she want to just sit at home and wait for you? And wear, you know, a fedora a la Kid Rock and make a dance for you? It was so odd.
Do you guys think that she looks back and thinks, that was the most mortifying experience of my entire life?
Definitely, because like now she lives a totally normal life. Like she works at an advertising marketing agency. I'm sure she can't believe that that's out there forever.
Right. Although I was looking her up on Instagram and stuff, and I think she's starting like a style brand now.
Oh, okay.
And getting back into like that game.
Another funny thing that I just remember too is Kimberly saying, I know that most girls here get a breast implants for high school graduation. I'm like, what planet are you talking about? I don't know anybody. I mean, I have friends that have kids that are in high school. My kids are young, and they like, that is absurd. I don't think they do that. It sounds crazy town to me.
Right. I went to a private high school, and I did know some girls that, like, wanted that for their high school graduation or a nose job. That was, like, something that did happen. I don't know if it happens anymore. I think we live in a different world than in maybe 2005, but it still seems like an extreme crazy thing that people would get that for, like, someone who's, like, still developing, which, again, reminds me of Lynn Curtin when they had, like, plastic surgery together.
Right. There was one question that kind of weighed on me the entire time I was watching this. I want to hear what you guys think. Do you think if you showed Vicky from season 1, episode 1, what her life would look like today, considering everything she's been through, and then we showed her like a montage? If you keep going on this show, here's where you'll be in 11 years. Do you think she would still go through with it?
I don't think so. I don't think she would.
Oh, no.
I don't think she would.
Why do you say that?
Yeah. I think that when you get down to brass tacks, I think she's a pretty traditional person. And I think that she would be really sad that her marriage with Don didn't work out. I think she'd be happy with the way her career blossomed. But I think that she was such a hustler from the beginning. She would have been successful in some capacity anyway. But I think that, I think that maybe she would be mortified.
I agree with you. That was going to be what I was going to say, is I think that because she keeps coming back, I have to think that she wants to be on the show. But I agree. I think that she still, truly, I think she regrets what happened with her and Don. Like, I think that she wishes that would have worked out in her heart of hearts.
None of us really know what kind of husband he was. You know, the guy barely talked. He just,
right,
like, putzed around with the beer in the background. So who knows? She does have a new boyfriend, and I can report to you that I saw her this weekend. She came to see me do stand up, and he was with her, and he wore white jeans.
Oh, yeah. So close.
It's the cop that sent her flowers in Ireland, yeah?
Yes. And I have to say, yes, it is. She is very pretty in person. Very pretty.
Yes, I've seen her in person too, and I'm always like, oh my gosh, not that she's not beautiful on screen, but I find that happens a lot with housewives. It's like, you think you know what someone looks like Karen Huger, for example, from Potomac. Gorgeous. Like, in person, she is gorgeous. And I think sometimes the styling or something on the show isn't 100%, but she's like a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Oh my God, that's depressing because then I'm like, oh my God, I could never be a real housewife of Orange County. People are like, why does she wear yoga pants everywhere?
Kate, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on Shannon because I feel like she's super polarizing.
I know Shannon a little bit. I can tell you that she is a pisser, and a pisser for me is somebody who makes you laugh. I think she's great because she's super self-deprecating. And if you're self-deprecating, it will enjoy you immensely. So I think, like, I saw her in April or something, and they were filming, and she made some jokes like, oh, you know, just did my makeup in the car because, you know, that's how I do it. I think that she's, like, in on the joke. You know, I think she's also at an age where you're kind of in a precarious position because your kids are getting older and her girls are, you know, probably in lots of activities. And I do think that there's a time in your life where you're like, well, who am I? Where am I in this world? And I think that she's done that on camera, you know, versus other people that kind of experience that in their own private life. So I think it's been like a little bit uncomfortable for her to just figure that out. But I have to say, in person, she's pretty funny.
Cool. I mean, I can't believe that. You know Shannon. I'm so jealous.
And, you know, I'll tell you who else I think is really funny is, on camera, Heather Dubrow always came across as, like, so braggadocious about her wealth, et cetera. But I can tell you, like, every time I've ever been around her, I think that she is pretty down to earth, surprising. Like, I remember having a conversation with her about something and she said, you know, I don't even remember I'm on a TV show most of the time. Like, I'm just so scatterbrained because I've got these four kids and they've all got activities. And then I'm like trying to be involved with, you know, my husband's practice. And then we have our own businesses together. So I'm just sort of frazzled all the time. So I think what's hard sometimes with the shows is that we do see like snippets of their life. And I think it's, you know, hard for them to expose all aspects of their life. And I think that's what's the beauty of someone being on so many seasons is that you really get a more of an opportunity to learn all the layers of their life. So I think sometimes if a person's on for like one season that we walk away kind of feeling unfulfilled. But I mean, sometimes I think housewives can overstay their welcome, certainly. But, you know, I like these shows because I do think like even with our own friendships and our own lives is that, you know, even we could be friends with someone for 20 years or 10 years and then you learn something new about them and it's kind of a surprise and exciting. So I think that's why women love these shows.
Right. Well, you get to know them, you feel like you know them, but then as time goes on, you learn more and get to know them better and your opinions change.
Yeah, I think Tamara Judge is really interesting that way, that I feel like every season you sort of learn another aspect of your life. And it's kind of like a puzzle piece, like, oh, OK, well, that makes sense. Now I understand why you reacted that way. Or maybe it's just me personally. I feel like I'm so fascinated by people that I like to hear more about their all aspects of their life. And that means before Bravo even came.
Mm-hmm. No, totally. I'm always fascinated about like what happened before this, which is why I wanted to make sure we talked about this. Vicky's husband, who I feel like we hear now that she, all the time she brings up reunions, that she had to pay support to her ex-husband and all this stuff. I had no idea that we actually saw him in that first episode, her first husband.
I think he actually appeared on another episode as well. I think there was, maybe it was like Mike's college graduation or something. I think he popped back in. I mean, first of all, how generous of her to pay for his plane ticket and his like hotel arrangements to come out to his daughter's graduation. I wouldn't have done that. I would have been like, fuck off, weirdo. But yeah, I thought that was kind of admirable that she did it. But the poor guy just looked like he just fell out of a hole in like Chicago, right?
Yeah. He like literally just walked out of like I don't know where in Chicago, but he definitely felt like Chicago.
Oh.
We do this thing on our show called, some people have a Sophie's Choice. We have a Sophie's Stanberry Choice.
Okay.
It's Sophie Stanberry here. Get the tunes on because I'm ready to dance, bitch.
So I want to do a season. I want to do a season one edition with you.
Okay.
So if you could only be there to witness one of these, which would you choose and why? The table flip from the first season of The Real Housewives of New Jersey, or the limo fight in The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? You stole my goddamn house.
No question about it. The limo fight. That is like,
yes.
Family dynamics are my favorite. If someone's arguing about family issues, I put the seatbelt on. I put my goggles on. I can't wait. I love it. So that, I think that family is really very, very interesting. I wish that Big Kathy, their sister, would appear more. And I'd really like them to have some fights on camera, too. That would make me really happy. So without a question.
Yeah, I think Kathy Hilton might be the smartest of all of them. She's like, you guys go ahead, do your cute little show. I'll just be here watching.
And she's a Hilton, so she, you know, yeah. worked out for her. Did anything else pop for you?
I do want to say one thing. I did do some Google search or Instagram searching, and it does seem that Lorelai is still friends with Lori Peterson. She's a stylist at Neiman or at Saks, and has a beauty or a jewelry line still. And I'm glad to see those two are still friends. That was her single friend when they went out dancing at the club.
I literally was like, who is this woman that's like wearing a sky top dancing on like other 20-year-olds with Lori? But I'm so glad to know that that was a real friendship.
Yeah, I like to do, that's the kind of stuff I like to do in my free time. Not to take care of my children or to spend time with my husband or to catch up with old friends. I like to find out what happened to people like Lorelai. So I'm happy to report they're still friends.
Well, that's okay, because while watching, I looked up Lori's daughter, Ashley, to see what she's up to. Dating a rugby player.
I saw that. He looks very cute, and it looks like he has a daughter, so that's really sweet. I did ask her if she would come on a future show, and she said yes. So I will keep you guys updated. I've got her coming up, and I have some other good ones that you're going to really enjoy.
Oh my God, awesome. Yes, please let
I
us
will.
Know.
And I'm going to be listening to Daily Dish because I want to know all the good interviews that you're getting, because I like to go super inside baseball and only the way that you guys know how to do it.
And how does everyone find you, Kate?
So you can find my podcast, Reality Life with Kate Casey, on iTunes or Stitcher or the Wondery app. You can find me on Instagram at Kate Casey, C-A. My Twitter is at Kate Casey. I love to tweet during shows. And I have a Facebook page, Love and Knuckles, which is for my website. So, please check out my website. I write recaps, but I also do celebrity photo parodies. So,
oh my God, I saw your recent one of Kim K, and it's so funny. You're so hilarious.
I'm hoping I can wear that outfit maybe somewhere else, like maybe like a graduation or dinner out.
Totally. Right. Definitely something formal, I think it calls for.
Do you think I should take that outfit on the town and just have someone take a picture, like legit go somewhere, like just shopping in the grocery store?
Oh my God, yes, please. Okay. Please do that. Well, thank you so much, Kate. That was a blast. It was so exciting to hear from someone who lives in the OC and has seen the sky tops herself.
I know. She's like been to every single place that's referenced on that show.
So yeah, go check out Kate's podcast, Reality Life, for all of your reality TV needs.
That's it for this special bonus episode. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled programming on Thursday with Gisele Bryant from Real Housewives of Potomac and a few other special guests.
For now, tell us what you thought of the Real Housewives of Orange County's premiere. Are you happy Lydia's back like us? Are you mad about it? What do you think of where Shannon is on her journey? And any other thoughts you have, like about Vicky's new boyfriend?
Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
You can find me at Rachie Robb.
And me at Meg Segura. You can watch the latest episode on demand or on the Bravo Now apps. And you can always start your own season one rewatch on Hulu, iTunes, Amazon, or Google Play.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.